بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate.
روز شیرین و دلپسندی بود.
For me, it's a very sweet day.
نه فقط به خاطر اینکه
today being here with you.
رزمناو.
Not just because.
ناوگان دریایی ارتش جمهوری اسلامی ایران.
We are inaugurating the
دستاورد با ارزشی است.
Navy ship جمهوران
بیشتر
operational procedure
جهت که جوانان
even though it is a great achievement but
کارکنان
mostly because
هوشمند
our young engineers technicians
در این بخش از نیروهای مسلح
and scientists in this branch of
نتیجه امید خود
the armed forces
و اعتماد خودشون و توکل خودشون رو به چشم دیدن
have seen the result and the fruit of their efforts
مصمم خواهد کرد بر
and by
برداشتن گام‌های
having the first
اساس کار اینه
Battleship جماران made
نیروی انسانی ما
by their own hands. What's important here is that the human resources in our armed branches should remember that they can achieve great feats.
در وجود او
and what God Almighty
ودیعت گذاشته از استعداد
has bestowed our young engineers and technicians with should be used in doing things and never fear anything or anybody except God and never fear that they may not be able to succeed.
بیان کردن
ادمیرال سیادی had a few words
لکن من
earlier
داشتن چنین
they are lofty goals and very ambitious goals
به دنبال این باشید که بتوانید
and they may sound very ambitious but I think they can be made possible those ambitions can be realized
از عزت کشورتون و
after all
به همه نشان بدید.
We should prove to the world
این البته
that we are ready to defend our sovereignty, our land, and of course, in order to be able to do so, we need to work hard and a lot. And with respect to realities and current affairs, we may think that achieving these lofty goals are far-fetched and they may seem difficult task to achieve, but I say that the more we advance and progress, the closer we get to success.
مسئله ساخت یک
There was a time in the past in Abbas port in Bandar Abbas
برای اقیانوس هند
where
تجهیزات مناسب مطرح شد
building a navy a battleship
به نظرم میرسه که در
in order to add to the fleet to current fleet in order to protect Oman Sea and when the first the idea was proposed
شدنی نیست.
I saw some people skeptical about it and some people thought this task could not be achieved.
همتی که امروز شما دارید
building a ship
برای کارهای بزرگ این کار
in the country inside the country by our engineers but I personally had great faith on our
بیشتر از اون چیزی
capable human resources and I knew it could be done and in fact I think our scientists and engineers and technicians can achieve even more than building a battleship. Of course, I understand achieving this task needed a lot of hard work.
Sometimes
working in long shifts, but since you had a great resolve to achieve this, I knew you could do it. And in fact, the next battleships that may come to service will be better and bigger and more advanced.
میتونید از این تجربه ها استفاده کنید.
And I have no doubt that با with the experience شده در این حال you have, you can achieve
روز مبارک
even more important than this one. So I'm very happy
تلاش شما و زحمات شما رو
to be here to see the result of your
700-800 سال سابقه در این نبردی دارید.
We have about 700 or 800 years
از برادر خلیج فارس
navigations in the high seas
کشتی هامون
behind us
به اقصا نقاط آسیا میرفت.
There was a time when our ships
کشورهایی که
used to travel to different countries in Asia.
اصلا وجود
those countries
ذکری نداشتن
are famous
ما با این سابقه
today
با
for
این
building ships
هایی که
Either did not exist or they couldn't build
ships.
But with smart young engineers and our people have,
and
with great capabilities I see in our people, we should not fall behind. Of course, we should be happy.
خارجی ها
achieve these goals, but we should have achieved it long time ago.
من
we should ask ourselves, was it foreign elements
ها که آمدن who kept us behind? و جزایر ما رو تصرف کردن. خب اونا
the rulers, the corrupt rulers in the past
are the guilty. منافع خودشون بودن.
Are guilty.
و قدرت‌های مادی
I have no complaints. All those Portuguese, Dutch, and other countries with great fleets who came to the Persian Gulf shores are not to be blamed because they went all over the world. They went everywhere and they colonized a lot of countries.
قدرت‌های فاسد
we should complain and hold responsible those
فاقد rulers و عزم است که نتوانستند حیثیت و آبروی ایران و ایرانی رو حفظ کنند
who were not able to preserve our dignity the dignity of Iran and Iranian
یک روز
people
بندر عباس رو یک روز جزیره هرمز رو یک روز
and the result of
بقیه جزایر رو
failure in centuries
as das imillat kharij kone
we
saw
a lot of foreign fleets coming to different ports in Iran and conquering these ports we didn't deserve this
agar
Islamic Republic of Iran
ke rooh khod bavari ro rooh ehsas izzat va hukumiyat ro
things in Iran
ماها برگردونده باشه
for one thing
سالیان سال باید شکرگزارش بود
boosting the spirit of the nation and
من میخوام به شما عرض بکنم اسلام
having people believe in themselves and the capabilities
و روح
that's a great work
برخواسته از ایمان قرآنی اجازه نمیده
اسلام
که یک ملت این دور توانایی هاش سرکوب بشه و استعداد هاش کامل بشه اجازه داده بشه
will never allow
که به خاطر اعتنایی به توانایی ذاتی او
our enemies to come
به حالت تخدیر شده بیفته و دیگران بیان بر سرنوشت او
مسلط بشن. And either colonize us
or اسلام نمیگذاره این رو و جمهوری اسلامی هم اینو
blemish our dignity. Islamic Republic Iran will never allow any domination by any foreign source in our country. This is never going to happen.
علت این که شما میبینید مستکبرین عالم
قدرت‌های
گروگو قدرت‌های
سیطره‌طلب
به جان جمهوری اسلامی میفتن البته تر حدی که میتوانن
countries in the world
علتش همینه
are trying to put pressure on Iran
عادت کردن از این سفره بی صاحب
is that they have been
میخواهند و میتوانن
abusing
بهره برداری کنن حالا که میبینن
our people our resources
ملت and because of our اصلی این سرزمین
lack of resolve
نمیگذاره
they want to dominate our country میزنه. But at this time after the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran
گناه جمهوری
اسلامی they understood that they no longer can exploit us If we are guilty of any crime, our crime is that we want to be independent, we don't want to be dominated by any other country, and we don't allow our dignity to be trampled on.
این هم یک آزمایش است برای تاریخ.
This is a great test of time for history. So future generations
با احساس و هویت با اعتقاد به
will read one day that a nation, a great nation such as Islamic Republic of Iran
نیروی صنعتیش رو چه نیروی تجربیش رو
used all its potentials
چه ایمانش رو که بالاترین نیروهاست
the capabilities
جسم و جانش رو وقتی به صحنه آورد هیچ قدرتی در دنیا
Talented young people of the country,
بر عزم او
and of course,
بر خواست او، بر همت او نمیتوانه
the great Islamic faith
و سیطره پیدا کنه شکست
and stopped foreign powers to dominate our country. These countries
هرچه
have failed so far in dominating us and they will fail in the future.
شما و ایستادگی شما و استقامت شما بیشتر باشه بدانید اونا خشمگین‌تر میشن
the more perseverance you show
اگر بتونن این خشم رو در عمل اعمال خواهند کرد
angrier they get
مجبورن زنجیر بجوبن
they get more angry and
تماشا کنن پیشرفت شما رو
they just have to sit there and
این تلاشی که میکنید چند روز بعد از 22 بهمن
progress and go
بعد از این حرکت عظیم مردمی
after
که اینها جور دیگه ای خیال کرده بودن کشور رو ملت رو انقلاب رو نظام solidarity
shown on the 22nd of Bahman February 11
بعد از اینکه این
for the anniversary of
عظیم مردمی
Islamic Republic of Iran's
حرکت بزرگ شما اونا رو خشمگین میکنه خشمگین
our enemies
حرفایی که امروز
became angry
آمریکایی ها میزنن از صدر تا زیلشون از رئیس جمهورشون تا
the more advanced
سخنگوی کلون وزارتخانشون و همچنین بعضی از
بردی های دیگر
نشون دهنده
عصبانیت عصبانیت department foreign
خشمگینند ناامیدند
deputies and secretaries
نمیدونن باید چه کار کنن گاهی تهدید میکنن گاهی اون تهدید رو پس میگیرن گاهی ترمیم میکنن
Sometimes گاهی
اینجا اونجا تهمت میزنن
they accuse us of things we haven't done
این حرف
and this shows their frustration
از دهن افتاده
they keep
مهملی که راجع به
this nonsensical
اتمی به جمهوری اسلامی
accusation that Islamic Republic of Iran is after producing an atomic bomb.
حتی در زمینه تبلیغات
by leveling this unfounded accusation against us, we can see how frustrated they are. We don't have to prove anything to anyone, and we shouldn't get all hot about this. We have never been after developing an atomic bomb. We are never going to develop a nuclear weapon because our religion, our faith does not allow us to do so. The Holy Book of Quran has prohibited Muslims from developing a nuclear weapons.
و من اعتقادم اینه الان از همون میترسن و او بیدار کردن
world arrogant Islamist powers
امت اسلام ما این کارو خواهیم کرد.
Fear is what we do in awakening Muslims all over the world and promoting Islamic values in other countries.
از لحاظ وضعیت جغرافیا در نقطه حساسی از دنیا هم قرار گرفتن، هم از لحاظ سوق الهجی geopolitical منابع طبیعی
and strategic
مورد استثمار قرار می گیرن علارغم میل خودشون.
And some countries in our region
رسالتمون اینه
are exploited by those arrogant powers despite the wishes of the people of these countries in the region. And Islamic Republic of Iran, by promoting Islamic values and by encouraging Islamic countries and people to resist the attempts made by enemies of Islam to dominate Muslims. These arrogant powers keep lying that the Islamic Republic of Iran is a threat to countries of the region. This is absolutely unfounded. After the victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, some countries in the region wrongfully felt that Islamic revolution in Iran
by
being exported to other countries might pose threat on those countries.
این حرکت درست را، این حرکت معقول را
in fact
تهدید میکنه حضور بیگانه است و به طور ویژه حضور آمریکاست در منطقه.
In the region
امنیت این منطقه
comes from foreign powers, arrogant powers, and specifically speaking from the United States government. No country in the region, in the Persian Gulf region, is a threat to any other country of the region. And we see that oppressors of the world are trying to sow the seeds of discord among the people of the countries in the region. They're doing their best in order to create a strife. Every now and then they were successful, or they may have felt that they succeeded here and there in some incidents, but
دشمن اصلی
all in all, they have failed.
دشمن حقیقی
the reason they are accusing Iran of
دشمن اصلی این منطقه
imposing a threat on the countries of the region in the future is because they want to hide the truth. After all, the main threat is the United States, is the Zionist regime, and those who back these two countries. Some of the big powers in the world are trying to pull the wool on the eye of the people of the region. But they don't know that when the great nation of Islam, steps forward
با قدرت خارج میشه
one voice
این سخن قابل معنا
with a great solidarity
واجش در دنیا
no one can
مندگار میشه
shut this voice up and this voice will reach
ده ها میلیون انسان با هم فریاد
every corner in the world
نفرت از نظام سلطه جهانی
when the Islamic nation as well as people in other countries start shouting down to the arrogant powers down to America all over the world then they will receive the message our nation
این فریاد رو این از بین رفتنی نیست
shouting this slogan for at least 30 years in Iran and no one can shut these people up and
قوانین طبیعت
after all
جزء قوانین حتمی طبیعت و تاریخ مثل قانون
جاذبه است this is the rule of the nature
مثل قوانین دیگر
just like
تخلف نداره
gravity it exists no one can deny gravity no one can deny
the great
resolve of our people
از قول پیغمبر اکرم
we should always do what we need to do and do it the right way I have always mentioned a hadith
عمل عملا فاتقن
tradition
رحمت خدا بر کسی که کاری رو کار رو انجام بده و اون رو محکم
repeating the word of God salutations and blessings be on those people who do a job right and do it well and finish the job
این است که ساخت این ناوشکن
now coming back to the building of this battleship Jamaran we should remember this task was more than just building a ship
this is
stepping a stone in order to build bigger and better ships our universities our great navy engineers in all areas came together worked together and built this ship
دستگاه‌های مختلف
from different departments all our electrical engineering and electronic technicians came together and
برای کشور یک دستاورد که این دستاورد
and this is a great achievement for the country and this has created a new energy it has injected new blood
آوردن و دارا
شدن into the veins of our nation
با این خصوصیات نیست این خیلی ارزشه اینو حفظ کن
our people know that we can build a great battleship
این حرکت علمی و صنعتی
and I
نگذارید از دور
urge you not to get complacent and relaxed and forget about your duties for the future. We haven't been able to exploit the resources of the Oman Sea. We have been busy with protecting the Persian Gulf and exploiting some resources there so that has
کارهای بزرگی را انجام بده و برای خود
led us to be negligent and forget about
جنوب شرقی کشور یک موهبت الهی است
in fact
دولت و دستگاه‌های مختلف و
south eastern part of our country
وزارت دفاع چه وزارت خانه های دیگه
is a place
با این کارن
Its resources need to be tapped and all different departments and ministries should come together and work out. The suggestions made by the Admiral here are all great suggestions. Some of these suggestions might not be some of these projects that the Admiral talked about might not be realized that easily but that doesn't mean that we should stop and give up
در مدیریت های گوناگون.
I have had 30 years of experience in the management of different departments, and I know that
یه جای اعتبارات نیست.
A great resolve can solve all the problems. We may run into
کمبود
problem of
اعتبارات را با کیفیت دادن به مدیریت جبران کرد.
And if we don't have enough money for a project, we can raise the quality of the job and raise the level of management and compensate for the lack of funds. We have done this before. We have done this in the 8-year sacred defense and later in different areas. If we were to
اول انسان با یک نگاه ساده از دست رفته میپنداشت، بعد که وارد
on day one after running into problems then we wouldn't have been here where we are now, but we didn't stop and lost our initiative.
We
kept on going forward and we found out that there is a way when there is a will, and we can tap on different resources here and there. Sometimes we don't even see that there is a potential to be used. Sometimes we have the funds, for instance, available to us, but when we lose that fund or that resource, then we have to look around and be creative. All the inventions and the innovations have been the result of the need for something. So keep up the good work and use the energy and the talents of our young scientists and engineers and technicians.
دستگاهی که در حلقه
of course
نزدیکتری
we need
تنگاتنگتری تو این
a good coordination
خیلی لازمه، مثل
among different departments, for instance Ministry of Defense.
وزیر دفاع هم اینجا حضور دارن.
I'm glad that Minister of Defense is here.
بشود گاهی اوقات شکایت میکنن به من
از اینکه sometimes there are some complaints sent to me
عمل نشده،
خب saying that some of these projects have not been completed on time or some promises have not been fulfilled. So for the second wave of
اخیراً ما کرده ما گفتیم بررسی کنن
innovations and work. You need to have a good coordination. There have been some drawbacks here and there, and we are working on
برای اوورهال فرستاده شده برنگردیم
alleviating these problems. I've been told that some engines
گلایه است خب
have been sent for overhaul and repairs, but they haven't been sent back.
Well,
you're all working for one branch of the armed forces, the Navy, and of course the Chief of Staff and the Army headquarters should also help organize efforts to solve the problems. I like to make a recommendation here. This great achievement should be accompanied with making parts, spare parts, as well.
قطع سازی شروع شده. به هر حال من
of course I was told that
نیست. من تأکید میکنم
there is a department in the Navy in charge of making parts. I suggest you
از همین اول کار قطع سازی رو
don't wait until you need a spare part. Start from today.
فواید و برکاتی داره.
Because this by doing this you will be rewarded on time. I would like to emphasize on the building of submarines. In fact, we should remember that our Navy should focus on building submarines.
قبلاً گفتیم نیروی دریایی یک نیروی راهبردی
است. As I mentioned earlier, navy
و در دفاع از کشور
is a strategic branch of armed forces.
مسلم حتمی است.
And strengthening our navy is important. We should build submarines, more submarines in order to control the Persian Gulf. I'm sure you have all heard about electronic war, cyber war, they call it.
جنگ الکترونیک من تأکید کردم. بازم تأکید میکنم.
I have emphasized on this in the past, and I'm emphasizing it again. Our enemies are counting on their cyber power, on the electronic warfare, and that's because they have been working on these electronic equipment for years. We need to pay attention and work hard on electronics in order to advance in cyber war. I'm glad to say that we have great scientists in electronics, and also we have this capital, our young scientists, and I'm sure you will succeed. I will pray for every one of you, and I hope Iranian Navy, the young Navy, be able to build a navy that our nation deserves.
گفتن که کشور ما یک کشور دریایی، واقعش هم همینه دیگه.
The admiral here said that Iran has great access, has access to the high seas.
این حساسیت.
The Persian Gulf.
چه دریای
The Caspian Sea, the Oman.
و بقیه بخش‌ها و مراکزی که
They have all these waterfronts. In a very sensitive and a strategic area, so this means that we need a great, strong navy, even stronger than what it is now, and it will happen, and it will be done by you and me and our young scientists and engineers. May God bless you all. And may God rest the souls of our late Imam Khomeini and our martyrs in peace, and I'm sure they will pray for you. What you heard was a speech made on a visit to Abbas Port, Bandar Abbas Port, by the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in order to inaugurate the first maiden voyage of battleship Jamaran.